if you enjoyed Avatar and the 3D experience in the theater, you realize that you probably need 3D at home now, or at least that's what they're all telling us out there. Every new TV that seems to be worth buying has 3D. Some of them have glasses, some of them don't. Well, let's see if we can straighten this all out. Alan Lowe from London Drugs is here. He's my audio video expert. Alan, should I be getting 3D TV at home? I'm tempted.
Absolutely. A 3D, it's a wonderful technology.
I'm shocked that you said that, because I thought you were going to say, well, I'm not so sure because, you know, there's just, do you really want to watch Piranha 3D? I thought you were going to be giving me that kind of advice.
You have to remember that 3D is just one aspect of the TV. The 3D panel, be it LCD or plasma, is going to give you the best 2D picture on the market, bar none.
That's what we aren't hearing. I didn't know that.
And that's where we as an industry have to be more clear and get this message across. The best technology is put in the 3D panels. 3D is now a $200 or $300 option.
Really?
So you're getting, on your best TVs, you're getting 3D as an option. Are you going to use it all the time? Absolutely not.
I hope not.
But then when you want to watch your Avatar or the World Cup in 3D or things like that, it's absolutely phenomenal. You just don't want to do it all the time. But it's not the major cost of the panel. It's just a small aspect of it.
Well, that's a good way to look at it, because I thought the reason I enjoyed Avatar, I think, was the unique. It was an event to go to put on the glasses, to do all that stuff, and to kind of be in that group and experience something a little bit different. I'm not sure it would have the same impact over and over again. I haven't rushed out to see all of the other 3D movies the way I rushed out to see that one. But you're saying that you can have that advantage at home for a couple hundred bucks extra on your TV, and you can still make it an event occasionally.
Absolutely. When you get that special movie, as you do now, you know, watching TV is just watching TV. But when you get a movie that you really want,
be it
Avatar, be it anything, it becomes a family event.
Okay, now what about the glasses? That's a big controversy. Now, there's two different types. There's these active ones and passive ones. Let's quickly give an overview of that.
Okay, the active shutter actually close one eye, then the other, in sync with the TV. So it's going to show you a left eye and a right eye at different times. The trick is to block off the eye that they don't want you to see.
And this is happening faster than your brain can process.
Absolutely. It is happening on a 240 hertz panel. It's happening 120 times per second on the left eye and 120 times per second on the right eye.
But that creates the best 3D effect.
Absolutely, providing it's all synced properly. Mm-hmm. Where 3D has gotten a bit of a bad rap, especially at technology shows, you have 3D glasses that are out of battery or things like that. They get a little out of sync. That's where you get the crosstalk and headaches.
Mm.
If your glasses are charged up and in sync properly, then you get that beautiful experience.
You make sure that everything's fresh. The batteries are fresh, everything's working fine, and then it's special. The passive is what we have when we go to the movie theater.
Which are okay. They do the job, but you don't get that really deep effect where the sharp comes out right to your head or things like that.
Yeah, when I've watched it in the movie theater, I've gone to the demos. Panasonic is one of the leaders in this. And when they were first launching the active shutter glasses, I went to a few demos in a truck they were rolling around. And I was stunned at how much more detail. You know, they'd have snow falling and it would feel like it's falling right around you. And that to me was the subtleness of it and the fact that it actually felt like it was there that really affected me right through my peripheral vision. That was really impressive.
Yeah, and that is the whole idea, is to envelop you in that experience so that you're there, you're part of what you're watching.
We're starting to hear about glassesless 3D, though.
Yes, that's a technology that Toshiba is actually on the forefront of right now, and it's very early in it. The problem right now, and I've seen it demonstrated, is it's a very narrow field of vision.
Yeah.
So for one person in a specific spot, can you experience a form of 3D? Yes.
And that's what we're seeing with the Nintendo 3D and the different handheld sets that allow for it, because you have total control over the angle you're looking at, and you'll adjust yourself to make sure you're in a perfect viewing angle, am I right?
That is correct. But they've actually gone even one step further than that in the more sophisticated systems, especially on laptop computers. They're using the camera, the Skype camera, in effect, on your laptop computer to focus the 3D to where you are. They're using facial recognition that a standard camera does for focus, and focusing that 3D effect on where you're sitting.
Get out of town.
No, that's the way they're doing it. Apparently, from what we hear, they will be able to do that up for up to three faces on larger panels further down the road, but that is still to come.
Similar to what we're seeing from Microsoft with their Kinect technology, where it's actually looking at the person, and so your TV is suddenly going to be, or your display is suddenly going to be looking at you. I wonder if it'll see if you're looking bored and then speed the action up occasionally. That would be nice, wouldn't it? That would be very nice. Last question. Putting in DVDs or purchasing or renting 3D DVDs, obviously one option. What's happening in the over-the-air world?
They are broadcasting some 3D content over the air, well, or cable or satellite, for instance. The only issue with it is they don't have the bandwidth to do it at full 1080p. You're getting that in 1080i. It's still a fabulous experience.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more and more coming, special sporting events. Obviously, the Masters, I believe, was broadcast in 3D, soccer.
Hockey Night in Canada has done a few experiments. Have you heard feedback? Are people enjoying it?
People do. Again, it's very, very new technology, and it's not as much out there as it could be. The big problem with that sort of thing, if you want to have six or eight friends over and you need to have glasses for everybody,
that gets pretty pricey. It's not a social. It's just kind of for you or your immediate family. So, but the bottom line is, you should become part of the. If you're in the market for a new panel, you should become part of this 3D world, because for a couple of $100 extra, it opens up a whole new world of options.
Absolutely. And one other thing people should know, if they're buying a Blu-ray disc, go ahead and buy the 3D now. It'll play on a 2D player just fine. As 2D, you won't be losing anything. And then later on down the road, when you get your 3D set, you've already got your content.
You're ready to add depth. Alan Lowe of London Drugs, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.